This is St. Louis Public Radio. Basketball sent Marcus Wilson to college and gave him a professional career. It also brought him to Missouri, where he became a coach for St. Louis University's basketball program. Now he's bringing the lessons he learned to North St. Louis. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, Wilson is using the game to help young men.
Saturday mornings at most basketball courts are filled with fierce competition and trash talk. But at a YMCA in North St. Louis, the game is used to inspire and mold the next generation. Marcus Wilson is the executive director of the Monsanto Family YMCA. Every weekend, Wilson opens the court free of charge for a mentorship program that helps young men bond on the court and overcome personal struggles. Mentors also use the sessions to discuss how they can make a difference in their community.
To become a great leader, you have to follow a great leader, or you have to have that humility that you guys talked about, Mark.
That's Ishmael Sistrunk, who works with Wilson. They want to create a healthy escape from the violence and crime that some of the players experience in their neighborhoods. For Wilson, that couldn't be more important.
I see kids that I think are already suffering from PTSD, what they're seeing out here in the streets, seeing people, fights and seeing what's going on in the homes.
Wilson knows from experience that basketball can help change young lives.
I felt that I saw a need in the community of youth, young adults that still needed a safe place and needed a support group where they could see other positive young men doing positive things instead of some of the things that they see out here on the streets.
Wilson grew up in a poor family in South Bend, Indiana. As a boy, Wilson dreamed of playing pro basketball. He says his father encouraged him to use a sport to succeed in life.
My dad had a talk with me in seventh grade and said, if you don't get a scholarship, we can't send you to college. We can't afford it. So you need to get either really good at grades or you need to get really good at a sport.
Wilson played basketball for the University of Evansville in Indiana. After graduating in 1999, he played pro ball in Europe, where he traveled across the continent playing for teams in several countries. 5 years ago, he helped coach the St. Louis University basketball team. He's now determined to share his father's message that basketball can lead to success. Last year, Wilson met with Danny Brown and Ishmael Sistrunk, the two founders of God Fam Ball, a group that helps young men. They now help Wilson run the program year-round. Sistrunk says the weekend sessions can be therapy for young men who aren't used to opening up to others.
In the black community, we kind of shun it, like, oh, you got to talk to a counselor. So for me, this kind of gives us that opportunity to talk to each other, to work through problems, to grow in leadership.
Wilson has already seen a change in several players in the program. He says it's helped Jamari Robinson, a sophomore basketball player at Missouri Baptist University, develop into a leader.
He plays ball at MoBAP now, and he has some issues there this year, and he would call me and ask how to handle it, whereas before, I think just his initial just competitive reaction would have been, you know, let me come at this person.
Robinson credits Wilson for success on and off the court. He says the weekend players often look to Wilson for advice.
He helps people get jobs up here, so I feel like he does a really good job with helping other kids just understand that basketball is not the only thing, and you can do other things as well.
Wilson couldn't be more satisfied to see the success of young black men in the program.
To see the growth over time, when sometimes you're frustrated and you get home like, man, am I doing enough? Is it really working? And then 6 months later, you see a kid going to college who probably wasn't thinking about going to college.
That road to success mirrors Wilson's own journey, one inspired by his father's lessons. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.